Oh, I was going to tell you, back in my part of the country, that strip of grass between the street and the sidewalk, a lot of people call it the tree lawn. You ever heard of that? Call that around here?
No, I don't believe so.
Have you ever been walking out in the country, you know, and see some crows in a farmer's cornfield? Maybe reach down and pick up a
rock or something
and
throw it at him?
Mm-hmm.
I never did do that, but I've seen a lot of them. I've seen a few of them. I'd shoot at them.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard people say anything besides throw it?
Well, they got two or three ready to toss to them. Throw it, toss it. That's about all, I guess. Oh, yeah, old boy out here got a conno that he used to have a regular record that called these crows in, you know, on a crapinola. Mm-hmm. Shotgun, get behind a tree and kill them. Throw them in pretty good.
Have you ever heard people say, chuck it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's same as toss, chuck, throw.
Do you drink much coffee?
No. You?
Never have.
I drank 2 cups of breakfast and that's it. Mm-hmm. All the rest of the day. Out at the office where I work out there, they got a pot out there and they drink it all morning long.
Mr. Locke was telling me the other day that he used to drink a lot of it.
Jim Locke? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'd go downtown and drink coffee with him, I think, yeah. Hubert Folk, that brother-in-law of mine, does too. He had a heart attack last year, about early last year, and he got to weighing about 250-60 pounds. Got too heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell he's too heavy, and son, he had a heart attack. Good long while before he lost very much weight, but he got it down to about 160-65, I think, now.
Goodness. How old was he?
He's 75, about a year younger than I am.
Is that when he had the heart attack?
Yeah, last year.
Have you ever heard people who drink coffee, you know, when they don't want anything in it?
Oh, yeah.
They'd say they're drinking it
straight. Mm-hmm. I drink it straight. I had to liquor that away, too.
Have you ever, would that be the same thing as having it black?
Yeah. Black or straight.
Have you ever heard anybody say that you'd take it barefooted?
Yeah. Yep. They got one drugstore down there they call Brooks Drugstore down there. A lot of them gang around there every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Drink coffee. Tell all the yarn they think of.
It might be a good place to take my tape recorder.
Yeah, you all right.
Talking about liquor, you know, here in Arkansas, you always hear about these stills you have up in the hills.
Liquors, mm-hmm. Stills. Yeah, when I was a young fella, used to go up the mountains here and get a 5-gallon keg twice a year. There'd be 4 or 5 of us maybe have kegs up there. Some of these railroad men, a friend of mine run the bakery. We'd go up there, we'd tell the sheriff though what we're going up there. Get this and bring it in now. You keep this deputy back the other way, offer. He said, I'll take care of him. He's a pretty good fella.
What did you call that stuff?
Moonshine. I put mine in a charred keg. He would when he filled it up. And it'd be 6 months old when I got it.